to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
That's why the globalists are flooding us with 80% military-age men. They have UN NGOs in Africa, the Middle East, all over the place, where they bring the lowest IQ criminals. They take them up to 6 months to a UN refugee center, show them videos, movies about whites are evil, America's bad, Europe's bad. They have schoolgirls in Germany, in Wales, in England. I'm here at the girls' school. And Germany, same thing. They're Muslim. And then they run ads on children's TV saying, I'm 12 and I've married a 24-year-old Muslim. He pleasures me well. And then they get to the staging grounds on the coast of, you know, Tunisia and places, and then these big Zodiac boats that hold like 100 people at a time, sometimes big ships, hundreds of them a day are hitting. They jump off one, just take the town, and then the stabbing, murdering, killing, everyone hides, guys with clubs, beating, killing. So it is a takeover by design. And so this is just the full war. They won't even give the defense anything about the rifle. They won't. Well, I mean, Jimmy Dore does the best job breaking it down, but the point is, now that you have Israel coming in and taking over the police, now that you have the feds fusing with everything, and the legislation for Israel to be fused into that. And now you have the Israel lobby saying, we're going to destroy anybody that criticizes anything we do. Greater Israel, we want a national draft, Israel's saying, and our other, quote, Christian leaders, and the guy that they just primaried Massey with says, no, we need a draft right now to go to full war in the Middle East for Israel. Trump says, I'm doing this for Israel. And so I'm just like, I'm not going to be Israel's slave. I cannot believe this is like a nightmare of every trope, of every stereotype, of every crazy thing the Aryan Nations was saying 30 years ago. I mean, it's just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And I'm not with the Muslims. I'm not with the Nazis. I'm not with the Chi-Coms. I'm an American patriot that believes in due process, capitalism, Christianity, family values. Don't force my values on you. Don't force them on me. Wasn't brought up to have a hard-on, you know, against Israel and Jews. As an American citizen and as someone that is loyal to the Republic and ancestors with the back star of the country, both sides, I have a responsibility to come out and say what this is. And this is so over the top. It's so crazy. I mean, when did you ever think you'd see the Pentagon put out a report at the highest level and say, no, Israel's now the number one threat to our sovereignty?
That's making a big statement.
Pentagon raised threat of Israeli spying on U.S. to highest level, sources say, worse than China, saying it's the Defense Intelligence Agency says that Israel is now the number one threat to our national security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's because Israel is, again, famous for human intelligence and signals intelligence. They've been caught in the last 10 years putting up stingrays, scooping up all the cell phone data around the White House, planning devices in the White House. I mean, nobody does this, okay, but Israel. I mean, this is over the top. So
we're not allowed to spy on them.
No, there's a law.
We can spy on everybody else, but not them. But yes, they can spy on us.
So you have this integration, and then you have the Israel First lobby. And by the way, they passed it out of committee. There was an amendment, and this happened Thursday, an amendment in the Armed Services Committee and the other committees to cut out Section 224. It just gives a blank check to Israel and the czar that gives them access to everything as spies and makes it legal. The committee chairman and others just go, none of that's there. This is just a missile deal. They're all liars. Move on. We're not passing the resolution. So the bill goes forward. So they didn't have the amendment pulling that out. And it's just a bald-faced lie. Anybody can go, you know, just go into Google or just go to thomas.loc.gov, congressional website, type in DAA 2027, section 224. You're there. You read it. It says integrates everything in live time. Everything. So when something's integrated live time, that means they've got the keys of the kingdom. Drones, AI. So now, then we learned 2 weeks ago, and this is being put out now because the Pentagon's worried, even though they've been pro-Israel overall. They put out this information that, oh, by the way, Israel's been risen to the number one security counter-espionage threat. And so we know the White House is full of a bunch of Israel firsters. And, you know, my thinking was it was just pro-Israel and support Israel not being blown up or whatever. We knew that. The non-commissioned aren't the assassins. Unless it's like Delta Force going to, you know, a sanctioned mission to kill somebody. But the actual wet work is done with Army officers that are highly trusted and who already have been involved in a lot of clandestine stuff. And then they get tested out overseas, and then they're retired. And then they've got this auxiliary of hitmen in every town and every place, and they're all compartmentalized. And you get the call. Here's your mission. You go pick up what the mission is, and then it's got the codes of what you're supposed to do. And you know it's authenticated. And then you simply, in the old days, would just simply call a phone number and answering machine answers and says, you know, yeah, I'm going fishing. I accept whatever the code word for accept the mission is. It's all completely compartmentalized. And then, you know, one day, open your truck up and there's a package sitting down on the floor and there's $50,000 in it. That's how it works. And so that's how the U.S. government does it.
Thanks for having me. having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones, good morning.
Sean, we've got the biggest news ever today.
Yes, we do. We're going to do some updates on Israel and Iran.
Special Saturday transmission.
Yes, sir. Islamic invasion. We got a Charlie Kirk update. And we're going to talk about deed thefts that appear to be on the rise.
And an update on the future of InfoWars. But the first big story is just unbelievable. And then when you've got the backstory and the other pieces to it, it is 100% clear what's going on. And everybody knows, who knows me, knows that I'm not somebody that obsesses over Israel. I'm not somebody that says Israel runs everything in the past. I get attacked by the Nazis and people because they've always said Israel has a plan for global domination, is going to, Zionist occupation forces are going to rule America. And then they accuse me of working for Israel and all this made up stuff. So I kind of got prejudiced towards that because they attack me so much and I have nothing to do with Israel, though I study all these different geopolitical things. And I've exposed Israel for the USS Liberty and the Levant affair and false flags and manipulating our Congress and APEC, but there's other big power lobbies, the Communist Chinese and, you know, the big central banks closely associated with Israel and a lot of other lobbies that are and foreign governments, they're trying to manipulate us as well. You've got the EU, you know, trying to censor Americans with all these lawsuits and things on Elon Musk. I cover all the major power blocks that are trying to take our freedoms and our sovereignty. And I look at the big tech companies with their AI data centers, power grabbing. So I try to be very fair and just look at all the groups, all the power groups, what they're up to, what they're doing. But we're in the fourth turning. There is a cycle every 87 years of each generation ending, but every four, historians have noted, and it's like clockwork, you have a fourth turning, a big mega turning. And so the old global order is falling apart. And Israel is uniquely positioned, with about half the billionaires in the world being Jewish, and a lot of them being Zionists, that they have rich, powerful people all over the world, not just in the United States, not just in Israel, not just in Europe, but Australia, Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, everywhere. And so Israel's been positioning itself for a long time. Netanyahu's been in and out of power for 26 years. And he's really the ringleader, kingpin of the really bad grip in Israel. And they've gotten where the ADL trains most of the police departments, with all their anti-free speech stuff. They've got private intelligence files on people that work with the Southern Poverty Law Center that got caught running all the white supremacist groups to create the crisis, to offer the solution. And they have been doing a lot of, obviously, joint training with our military. The new iPhone's operating chip is Israeli-made. They've been caught putting back doors in a lot of our telecommunications, even more so than China. This is a fact. And if you talk to former high-level CIA people, like Kiryaku and others, they'll tell you that no foreign intelligence agency was anywhere as aggressive as Israel and all the things they would do. And they famously used Monica Lewinsky, an operative, to blackmail Bill Clinton. Obviously, Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad operative, got a Mossad, honors and stuff. Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was buried with a Mossad burial, and he was kind of the guy that handed over the keys to Epstein. So everybody pretty much knows about all that, okay? But two things have happened in the last week, and one of them just happened last night. Now, a week ago, it breaks that Section 224 of the Defense Authorization Act, the big trillion-dollar bill that they're trying to pass right now for next year's military funding, had a provision 224 in it, and it's only 5 pages long. And it's clear as day, and top defense contractor analysts have looked at it, concurred with my analysis. It literally says they create a special czar who is empowered by the president and with no oversight, who will then liaison with the Israeli military and intelligence from academia and DARPA and defense development to satellites to weapon telemetry to tracking to weapon development to bioweapons. I mean, it lists it all.
So this czar is on their side.
This czar has dictatorial power. And now a month ago, Netanyahu said, oh, we're not going to get any U.S. taxpayer money, so we won't need Congress anymore. We're going to do defense weapons deals with shared weapons platforms with the U.S. And they go, oh, we've got a great anti-missile missile. We're just doing an anti-missile missile deal with them. No. That's just one small part of this. And people can go read Section 224. I can show some congressional clips where they talk about it. Then it turns out, because Netanyahu wrote a letter to the committee head thanking them for putting in the legislation that he wrote. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, that broke a week ago, okay? Mm-hmm. But scroll down so they can read the headline. This broke yesterday. Pentagon raised threat of Israeli spying on U.S. to highest level, sources say, worse than China, saying it's the Defense Intelligence Agency, says that Israel is now the number one threat to our national security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's because Israel is, again, famous for human intelligence and signals intelligence. They've been caught in the last 10 years putting up stingrays, scooping up all the cell phone data around the White House, planning devices in the White House. I mean, nobody does this, okay, but Israel. I mean, this is over the top. So,
but we're not allowed to spy on them.
No, there's a law.
We can spy on everybody else, but not them. But yes. They can spy on us.
So you have this integration, and then you have the Israel First lobby. And by the way, they passed it out of committee. There was an amendment, and this happened Thursday, an amendment in the Armed Services Committee and the other committees to cut out Section 224 that just gives a blank check to Israel and the czar that gives them access to everything as spies and makes it legal. The committee chairman and others just go, none of that's there. This is just a missile deal. They're all liars. Move on. We're not passing the resolution. So the bill goes forward. So they didn't have the amendment pulling that out. And it's just a bald-faced lie. Anybody can go, just go into X or go into Google or just go to thomas.loc.gov, congressional website, type in NDAA 2027, Section 224. You're there. You read it. It says it integrates everything in live time. Everything. So when something's integrated live time, that means they've got the keys of the kingdom. Mm. Drones, AI. Oh, I forgot that. AI, all this. So now, then we learned 2 weeks ago, and this is being put out now because the Pentagon's worried, even though they've been pro-Israel overall. They put out this information that, oh, by the way, Israel's been risen to the number one security counter-espionage threat. Mm. And so we know the White House is full of a bunch of Israel firsters. And, my thinking was it was just pro-Israel and support Israel not being blown up or whatever. We knew that. I don't want to get Israel blown up. And so I was, Trump's got this big streak of Israel, but he still overall is America first. Now he makes statements like, I'm not worried about the average American's financial plight. I only care about Israel. I did this for Israel. I mean, these are quotes. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm not worried about your Medicare and Medicaid and the economy. All that matters is war. So he actually says, oh, Israel's the number one priority. You can pull the clips up just 2 weeks ago. He said, no, Israel's my main priority. I did this for Israel. Israel lied to him. Mossad told him, this is on record, that it would, that the mullahs would fall in 2 to 4 days, that they wouldn't be able to close the strait. Here we are 98 days later. Mm-hmm. It's a total disaster for the economy, inflation. The oil companies just told Trump, if you think the 47% increase in gas prices the last 90-something days is bad, it's about to go up another 35-40% in 2 weeks. And that bakes into inflation for everybody. That's a real tax. Okay, so the point is they got all the Israeli bots flooding Real Alex Jones on X. You can go read these saying, quoting Bible verses out of stuff, you're going to be cursed, you hate Israel, blah, blah, blah. When the whole Old Testament is when Israel's good, it's blessed. When it's bad, God sends them into bondage. It's just all made up but it's this dispensationalism in the last 200 years in America where people are taught, you don't worship Jesus, you worship King Herod. You worship whoever the leader of Israel is, even though he's super unpopular over there and has already been convicted and is using war to stay in power. It's just totally crazy. So it is legitimate fact. And I said on my show Thursday and Friday, people can pull the clips up, I said, Israel is now the number one national security threat. And then hours later, this comes out with the Pentagon saying that. Okay, so this is a cry for help from the Pentagon. And I guarantee the folks that put this report out, it was released by the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Israel lobby is going to come for them.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they'd have a kayak accident or something.
Has Trump put out any statements on this?
No, and I've been saying for the last week, Trump needs to come out against Section 224. And if he comes out and supports Section 224 to integrate every aspect of our satellites, our intel, our military, bioweapons, AI, it's all there in 5 pages.
Yeah.
I read it on here twice. Please go read it, folks. And then watch him on the news going, there's nothing there. It's just a missile deal. It's just a defense missile deal. Israel's literally saying, we don't need your money anymore because they're going to have joint access to all the patents and weapon development. We're talking about trillions, and now be co-owners of the military-industrial complex. That Eisenhower warned us about our own military-industrial complex getting out of control. Now we have this ultimate coup attempting to be happening right now. I mean, it is so off the charts, Sean. I can't even believe it's this arrogant. So this literally will be the Zionist-occupied government that I used to laugh at the Nazis about.
It's just official now.
I mean, I used to laugh at them. Oh, yeah, Israel's going to totally take over and make us, its first, state or whatever. It's second state in their new Greater Israel project. Now there have been bombing all over southern Lebanon, tens of thousands of homes. Now Israel says, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take all those Christians' houses and move Jews in. Just 6 months ago, the ADL would say you were anti-Semitic if you said that. Mm. I mean, and now they're putting out the brochures. The government is telling settlers, get ready and come claim your land.
Them to just taking over people's houses here in the United States, the deed theft.
Yeah, well, in Israel, that's what they do. But I mean, and it's happening everywhere. The point is that people are trying to be in denial about this. And I guess I was in denial, too, because communist China is a big issue. The EU, the globalists, big tech, all that. But in this power vacuum, Israel is now the main group that wants to secure its future by controlling our foreign policy. And to do that, it's got to control our domestic policy. And they primaried Massey and bragged about it. That was foreign money. And they ran off MTG, and they're saying, we run America now. Ben-Gavir really runs Israel. He's their national security head. He tells Netanyahu what to do, and when Netanyahu goes, it's going to be him.
How concerned are you with Ben-Gavir?
I mean, he literally says, we rule the earth. We're going to slaughter everybody. We're going to dominate. The Israeli ambassador to the United States, Mike Huckabee, now he's not the U.S. ambassador. He's the Israeli ambassador. He gets up there and says, Israel can take it all. It's in the Bible, the whole Middle East. He gets up in front of college students and says, you will rule the earth. You are the rulers of the earth. Mm-hmm. You will soon rule the earth. I mean, this is like megalomania, cartoon, supervillain stuff. And I mean, I, as an American citizen, and as someone that is loyal to the Republic and ancestors, but the back star of the country, both sides, I have a responsibility to come out and say what this is. And this is so over the top. It's so crazy. I mean, when did you ever think you'd see the Pentagon put out a report at highest level and say, no, Israel's now the number one threat to our sovereignty?
That's making a big statement.
They said emergency. Their spies are everywhere. They're infiltrating everything. Look out. Right when they're trying to pass this bill to make it legal. That's the Pentagon going, whoa. Yeah, we've worked with you. We're not for the Muslims. We're not for the radical Islamists. We're not anti-Israel existing. And notice there's all these military bases flying Israeli flags. And then it comes out and they still keep flying them right at the same height as the American flag. That's like Muslims when they block highways and roads in New York to have call to prayer. It's territorial. It's pissing on us. It's planting the flag. It's marking territory. And so that's the first thing. And as soon as I got up at like 5 a.m. and just posted a link to this, and in came the bots instantly. You're a liar. This isn't real. What, now you believe NBC News? Well, I don't believe NBC News when they say I should turn my guns in, but I believe NBC News when they link to the Pentagon website and show the report. I mean, so yeah, this is real. And again, they try the same tactic. Oh, that's just a missile defense system deal. That's not an integration of the Israeli military and intelligence into ours. It says it. And now let's move to Benjamin Netanyahu's letter that came out 4 days ago. Now, it turns out it was out a week ago, but The members of Congress that got these, not just one, this is one particular committee member, he says, I was glad to receive your proposed congressional resolution, which is now in the bill, endorsing my plan, that's Benjamin Netanyahu, to shift the framework of U.S.-led defense cooperation from aid to partnership. And then he goes on to say, merge all the platforms together, AI, intelligence, it's all right there. But then you go read the legislation, it's more detailed. So, yeah. Oh, it's just a missile defense system. No, it's not. That's your God. You go to hell if you don't worship Benjamin Netanyahu's dingleberries. Your God says it's a merger. Mm. So, boom, checkmate, your God, bow to him. It's like in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he holds up the idol and I have to bow down. It's like Netanyahu. They go, whoa. So I'm like, but Netanyahu said, mm. So God has spoken. Nope, your Lord said so. Your God, your king, your master, who you swear allegiance to, okay? Because you don't want to go to hell. So my deal is Israel's bitten on way more than it can chew. He's a convicted criminal. He's even unpopular in Israel, but he uses parliamentary manipulation to stay in power. The problem is the people about to replace him are even worse. Mm-hmm. And Israel literally gets up now and says, Greater Israel, we're taking over. I'm a lock to everyone. We're going to kill everyone. We're going to blow up the Christians. We're taking everything. And then meanwhile, I see the Israel First lobby going, oh, what are you for, the Muslims now? Or are you for Greta Thunberg, who's, you know, anti-Israel? No, just because Israel is doing bad stuff doesn't mean now we go, oh, but the Muslims are good. It's not an either or. It's notice we've had 15 times the Muslims in the West we had before 9/11. I thought we were fighting them over there like you did so they don't come over here. Well, they actually bring them over here. Mm-hmm. And then Israel founded Hamas and supported them and protected them. It turns out Lindsey Graham gave hundreds of millions of taxpayer money to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, and Hamas. They are creating these groups so they have a pretext to then expand and attack.
Yeah.
So here's a congressional clip. And again, they had an amendment to pull out Section 224. It failed. But this is right before the vote. This is a Congressman Rahana talking about it, pointing out that Netanyahu actually wrote the legislation. Here it is.
People are tired of the arrogance and insolence of Prime Minister Netanyahu telling America what we should do. The entire country of Israel has a GDP that is less than a single town in my district. Yet somehow Netanyahu thinks he could tell the American people what we should do. The person who's most upset with him right now is President Donald Trump. And everyone in America, whether you're a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat, says that we need to tell Netanyahu that America calls the shots, not the prime minister of any other country. They want less cooperation and blank checks to Israel, not more. Only the United States Congress would dream up at this moment, let's actually do more for Israel, not less. And that's what Section 2024 does. It's a pretty simple thing. Should we do more for Israel than we already do, or should we do less? If you think we should do more for Israel, you should be against my amendment. If you think we should do less for Israel at the time that he's arrogantly telling Donald Trump what to do, then you should be for my amendment. Now, let me just be clear. Mr. Netanyahu actually wrote to a member of Congress to put this Section 224 into the bill.
So, again, now it has passed out of committee. They were unable to strike it down. And I challenge every American, don't believe me, it's Section 224, the Defense Authorization Act 2027. Go read it. Read Netanyahu's letter. That's what it does. And days after this comes out, the Defense Intelligence Agency goes, emergency, Israel's the number one threat. They've got spies infiltrating everywhere. I mean, literally, red alert, highest alert level. So the Pentagon says the number one highest level threat is Israeli intelligence infiltrating everything and spying electronically and with human spies, human. And they're openly now moving forward with the bill out of committee to hand everything over to them. And you've got Israel announcing Greater Israel, and they're going to invade everywhere and blowing up the Christians in Lebanon. You've got them involved in our domestic elections. You've got the ADL involved with the police departments. You've got 38 states that pass laws that if you're a government contractor that builds highways or buildings or anything, or you sell coffee to the government, anything, trash bags, it's a felony if you put in a contract and end up getting it. If you've ever criticized Israel in any way, including Zionism, which means you don't believe that, you know, Israel has a right to do whatever it wants. So Israel's really making a move with its lobbies and its money to come in and censor, control, and just do terrible things. And Israel has the lowest approval rating in the world in Gallup polls. Mm-hmm. The whole world's turning against Israel, and I don't get some thrill out of that and say, great, I wish Israel would reform itself instead of getting worse and worse and worse. And then when I'm forced to oppose what they're doing because it's dangerous and totalitarian, I know they're going to come after me, as they already have with their lobbies. They've been instrumental in attacks on me already. And meanwhile, while the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught funding the white supremacists to make everything look cartoonish when you resist them, just like Israel created Hamas and funded them to make everything look cartoonish. And the Israelis declassified it, even in the 90s, has been declassified since then. They said, we created Hamas and funded them because we didn't want legitimate governments in Gaza and other areas that would, you know, stand up like Martin Luther King and not be violent and be reasonable. We put in people that are going to attack us who are crazy so we can keep blowing them up. And so that's what this is sick. And people one-dimensionally think, oh, I'm for Israel. I'm not with the Nazis. I'm not with the Muslims. The point is that this is a crisis creation operation that's going on. Look at how Israel and Turkey overthrew 2 years ago Assad, who was a dictator but an angel compared to the global leader of Al-Qaeda they put in charge of there. Now he's purged the Christians and others, and we're told he's a good guy. And Israel gave air support to ISIS, slash Al-Qaeda, same group, different variant, in Syria. This is all on record. And what's crazy is I used to talk about this when the West was funding these groups to attack Syria when it all started like 18 years ago. They called me a conspiracy terrorist, even though it was in the different white papers and defense papers and even came out in Congress. It was a fact. But now it's just all over the news. Yeah, okay, yeah, Israel and the U.S. and the British intelligence have been funding Al-Qaeda since the 70s. Big deal. I mean, just like, okay. And then they attack us, and then we lose our freedoms. Mm-hmm. See how it works? So Israel is making a major move on America, and they think that if they can control Congress and control local state governments and control the police, which they do to a great extent, then we are talking about a Zionist-occupied government.
Yeah.
And that's literally, I used to sit there and watch, you know, when I was like a teenager and watch HBO documentaries where we'd have the guys in their Nazi uniforms going, and they're going to have a Zionist occupied government and rule the police and have checkpoints and you're going to control everything you do and we'll be part of the greater Israel. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, you work for them, boy, you're one of them. And I'm just like, now I'm like, literally, it's all coming true. And I'm just like, what the hell is, I mean, what's your take as a veteran American to see this?
Well, for me, I would be super confused right now, because if the Pentagon's saying one thing, but then the administration is completely, and I'd be questioning every order that was given to me at this point. You've probably seen this already.
Orders for all the GHF operations. I was told very explicitly, directly to my face, that our client is the IDF.
Your client is the IDF.
Our client is the IDF. And this came out in a discussion once where I was in the control room. I was on control room duty that day. We had shifted responsibilities on a rotational base. So I was in there that day with the radio observing site number 2 distribution. A Palestinian man had picked up some children to let them step on his shoulders to get onto a berm because they were being crushed in the crowd. Site 2 is very small, smallest of all 4 sites. And these children are being crushed, and picked them up there and put them up on the berm. And the Israeli Defense Forces liaison officer in the main control center with us comes up to the screen that I'm watching, and he says, tell your men to get them down. I was like, we got this under control. I was like, I know, they know what they're doing. No, come down. You know, they're children. Let's calm down. Mm-hmm. Get them down now or I will. Well, there's no IDF on the site. So I didn't take it much more than just being, you know, bombastic and like, okay, like, hey, we got this. He leaves and goes to his desk in the operations center, and he gets on the radio and he speaks something on the radio. It was in Hebrew. I don't speak Hebrew. One of the contractors that was there was American that did speak Hebrew, and he notified me.
Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months. I said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today, okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not with like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. I mean, tan good, a little bit Native American. The benefits of that, but I was like even redder, and I was like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Electricity." I go, "Oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good." And I was like. And I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. But I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best. I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20, and man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay, that's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious, okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town because that's how strong this is, okay? That's what this does, and we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke, okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, he just told the snipers at the IDF position, because the site number 2 is co-located with an Israeli base. Mm-hmm. Said he just told the snipers to take these kids out. I was like, on the radio? He's like, yeah. This lieutenant colonel then comes back up and he says, get them down. And I look at him and I say, did you just call on the radio and tell your men to shoot them? He said, I'm going to take care of this if you don't. I said, you are not going to shoot. You are not going to shoot children. You're also not going to shoot, because if your men miss, you're going to hit others. You're not going to shoot. Thank God we didn't come to the conclusion of figuring out whether he would or not, because the children jumped down and ran off of the site. They didn't want to be there. They were unarmed. They didn't have shoes. One wasn't even wearing a shirt. They were starving. The chief operations officer for Safe Reach Solutions, our higher headquarters, so to speak, in the contract, beckoned me outside with him, and he looked at me in the face and he said, never say no to the client. And I asked him, I was like, I didn't know the client was in there. Who's here? Did Johnny Moore come to visit? Right. And he said, no, the IDF. I was like, the IDF are our client? He said, yes, we work for them.
That's a former U.S. soldier, Anthony Aguilar, speaking to Senator Chris Van Hollen.
Well, I can tell you that I know a couple guys, separately Army guys, and they don't even know each other. They separately contacted me, and I know these guys well. And these guys have always been pro-Israel, and they were in, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, all over the world, you name it. And they contacted me, and they said, our view is totally different because they were over there overseeing those aid missions in Gaza, and they said they just basically just shoot little kids for fun, mm-hmm. run them with bulldozers, stuff far worse than that. Because that video is a couple of years old.
Is it?
Or a year and a half old or so, if I remember correctly. But the point is, there's just videos where you have thousands of people begging for food, and you just see them start shooting them, and they're just falling over dead. And I mean, my point is, Israel goes, well, you know, October 7th, they did some of that to us. Okay, well, you've done it on a scale 50 times what they did to you. And those are little kids. They didn't do that. And also, Netanyahu stood down for 7.5 hours and so did the IDF on October 7th, when normally they're there in 2 minutes, most armed camp in the world. 7.5 hours, the main military stood down. They stood down so they could have that attack happen. Didn't mean they ran Hamas. They funded them, wound them up, and they did it. And Israel admits they did that so they'd have an excuse to blow up the Muslims.
Yeah.
So, and then when they have the refugees, these people, they're going to ship them here all pissed off. So you know, in general, Islam is a cancer. It's expanding. It's evil. It's out of control. That's what the Quran is a battle plan. Well, Israel has a battle plan to take over. I'm against that. The Muslims have a battle plan to take over. I'm against that. The Chi-Coms have a battle plan. I'm against it. The globalist big tech do. I'm against all these predatory groups doing this. And we have to just go down the line and oppose each one of them. But right now, the thing coming for all of our freedoms, just openly, and you're right, it's very confusing until you dig deeper. Trump is nice to Israel. He himself has a lot of Jewish friends. He understands it's some diverse ideas and groups. He wants peace over there. He, you know, the Abraham Accords, he wants them expanded. And then he has to work with Netanyahu. He doesn't really like Netanyahu. I've known that from people for a long time. Netanyahu was the first foreign leader to call and congratulate Joe Biden when he stole the election in 2020. And so, but Trump puts on this act. And then it was Trump, as I said, it came out later, 2 weeks ago, that leaked that, you know, that he told Netanyahu, you're effing crazy. You blow up whole buildings to get one bad guy and kill a bunch of kids. You'd be in prison if it wasn't for me. Everybody hates Israel now because of you. That was a transcript. Trump did say all that. Netanyahu admits it, and Trump admits it now. That is Trump trying to off-ramp and distance himself because he really thought at certain levels, the Israelis were spying on him, but he really, you know, thought he could control it. That's not the case. And now Trump knows that Israel's been trying to sabotage his other operations. He knows Israel is well known to be the number one, even above China, thief forever of our technology. And so it's a mixed bag, but he's starting to try to decouple from Netanyahu because he knows the war has destroyed his approval rating in the economy ahead of the midterms, just 5 months away. But paradoxically, he has put a lot of his financial eggs in the Israeli basket. So members of Congress, you've seen all their insider trading. Well, Israel has, if they have a deal with you, you can go there and run and have no extradition. So they're basically like the corrupt Congress and others has laundered of the hundreds of billions of dollars, more than half of it back to themselves bipartisanly out of Ukraine. And in the congressional hearings, they're like, by the way, we're not just going to give Israel access to all our weapons and secrets and corporately merge with them. We're going to do this with Ukraine, too. We're writing that up. So it's basically creating these black holes where they can just spend money and not have it be able to be traced. Mm-hmm. And it's just a feeding frenzy that's going on.
Do you see this as Trump just trying to get a piece of this feeding frenzy? The Democrats did it with Ukraine for 4 years, and now Trump's trying to do this with Israel?
Trump, yes. Trump tried to come in and save the country. Very little insider trading, very little corruption. He lost most of his wealth when he was in there, and then the 4 years when he wasn't. And then the Israel constellation lobby corporate system, half billionaires in the world are Jewish. And some of the billionaires that hadn't been on the side, suddenly the majority of Jewish billionaires came and said, look, we've got the infrastructure, we've got the network, the private intelligence network. You know, they call themselves Jewry. We have Jewry, and we're leaving the Democrats because they're, you know, so pro-Islam now. And a lot of that's been the left and leftist Jews even creating that ideology. So it's like they're biting themselves in the ass. And they said, we will get behind you. We will protect you. And then when you're out of office, we will protect you. And we have a whole dynasty with your family and all these construction deals and things in the Middle East and Israel heavily investing in all the Trump stuff along with other Gulf countries. And so, yeah, no, Trump, absolutely started down the road of serious standard operating procedure corruption. But he never was really heavily involved in that. I studied it. The Democrats passed a law. People were upset about insider trading like 20 years ago. So they passed a law that they can insider trade. And then you got Pelosi that more than her stock picks are more than double better any other person or company. Well, now Trump has stock picks that are even better with his double blind, trust or whatever. Yeah. I don't know anything about that. And so all the cabinet that have sons and daughters, they've put them in charge of these huge baskets of money. Mm-hmm. And we're talking billions per kid. Is just flooding in, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, he's set up the Trumps for a long time, that's for sure.
And notice what he said a month ago. He said, don't worry, my entire administration, from the janitor to the chef to the cabinet members, will be given a blanket pardon when I leave. Now, that was never done until Biden did it. And a lot of people think it's not constitutional. But specifically, a blanket get-out-of-jail-free card, hypothetically, Biden administration officials could just kidnap children and barbecue them on the street corner and not get in trouble. Well, Trump says, you know what? We're going to do that, too. So the U.S. government, we thought Trump would be a reform, and he was a speed bump to it in the first administration. A lot got done. We got a little bit better Supreme Court justice, things like that. The border isn't completely open. But now he is going sideways faster than hell.
This is a different Trump.
It's bad. It's bad. And then the Democrats will take clips of this out and go, oh, look, Jones admits he was wrong the whole time about Trump. No, I didn't say that. He's gone sideways now. And we were right. No, you guys are infinitely just as bad or more. Okay, so just get off your high horses.
Yep. Have you seen this new seventh branch of the armed forces called Cyber Force that they're making? It's, let me see here. This is Congress Senator Gildebrandt, 2027 MPAA, 20,000 active duty, 5,000 National Guard, 6,000 civilians. No enlisted, only officers and warrant officers, operational in 12 to 18 months, will operate under both state and federal authority. Imagine that last line, state and federal authority. Imagine what they could do with that.
It's a fusion center with the feds and then Israel's in that under the new law if it passes. Mm-hmm. So Israel's synced, then the local government synced, and then now everything the police are getting, everything the dash cams are getting, everything the emails the cops are writing – all that stuff's being fed back to Israel and everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Alien disclosure. Focus on that, guys. Focus on that.
And then notice it's just more rumors, more recycling crap on the aliens.
Yeah. Let's get into Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Dore here.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this clip, and I just want to say it's 9 minutes long. We don't have to play the whole thing, but at least half of it. He nails it, and it's all accurate what he says. And it's just important to remember this and just understand that why did Netanyahu come out like 2 days after and say, I didn't kill Charlie Kirk? Because really, most folks weren't even thinking that or saying that then. I said it's too soon. Now we know there's a cover-up of what really happened. We know there's a cover-up of the crime scene. They came in and told the contractors, dig out the dirt several feet or the concrete, mm-hmm. fill it in 2 days. It's got to be covered up. Why would you tear out all the concrete? Because the best thinking is that was an exploding mic on his neck. And that it somehow malfunctioned. It was supposed to fire in, but instead it... You look at it, looks like it blasts down and up mm-hmm. and malfunctions. And so whatever it was, why would the FBI and the order contractors in as fast as possible? They said within 3 days, this has to be dug out. That went out over a foot, tore out concrete, reported. Mm-hmm. And then I broke the Cash Patel 6 days after in a cabinet meeting. This was later confirmed, said no foreign involvement will be looked at when Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard said they found evidence of a foreign government. Wonder who that could be. So I said up front, hey, let's not say it's Israel day one because we need to go through this and look at this. But now that's where we are. And I've had reporters that talk to Tyler Robinson's family. They're scared. So only two of them have been gone on tape. But they said 2% of what you see in the news is true. Tyler didn't say he did it. It's all a big cover up and the family fears for their lives. And this is reporters talking to him in the hallways. And I've talked to the reporters, and I'll just leave it at that, because they don't want it all fully released, which I think is not smart. I think because they're scared, they should actually release it. But I've not just aired some of the audio that you just heard me talk about, mm-hmm. where they said we think there's a cover-up, but specifically the whole thing's a lie.
Yeah.
So this is insane. And they won't even give the defense anything about the rifle. They won't. Well, I mean, Jimmy Dore does the best job breaking it down. But the point is, now that you have Israel coming in and taking over the police, now that you have the feds fusing with everything, and the legislation for Israel to be fused into that. And now you have the Israel lobby saying, we're going to destroy anybody that criticizes anything we do. Greater Israel, we want you to, we want a national draft, Israel's saying, and our other, quote, Christian leaders, and the guy that they just primaried Massey with says, no, we need a draft right now to go to full war in the Middle East for Israel. Mm. Trump says, I'm doing this for Israel. And so I'm just like, I'm not going to be Israel's slave. I cannot believe this is like a nightmare of every trope, of every stereotype, of every crazy thing the Aryan Nations was saying 30 years ago. I mean, it's just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And I'm not with the Muslims. I'm not with the Nazis. I'm not with the Chi Coms. I'm an American patriot that believes in due process, capitalism, Christianity, family values. Don't force my values on you. Don't force them on me. I wasn't brought up to have a hard on, you know, against Israel and Jews. But now I just have to get over any type of, you know, niceness and just say, no, Israel, you're out of control. You're on a power trip full of chutzpah. Your leaders are out of control. You are a global pariah, and they're just going to keep doubling down and say, we have America, the superpower, we have all the nukes, and we're set up a police state in America, and their sons and daughters belong to us, and we're going to war. Yeah. I mean, that's what Israel says they're doing. They say, we run America, and we're going to war, and we're going for broke. And get your kids suited up and ready to fight for us. So I'm like, no, sir.
Yeah.
So Israel is now, as I said Thursday and Friday, the number one threat to world peace and national security of this country, and the Pentagon just came out yesterday and agreed with me. Pretty big deal.
Let's watch this video. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. It's so important, folks. And to share this report and to take clips of it and share it. And because Sean's kicking ass and doing a great job.
That's exactly right.
This tape comes out of a super embarrassing Glenn Greenwald sex tape, which I didn't watch. But I just want to say how much I love Glenn. Those aren't connected?
Of course.
The first person to defend him was Charlie Kirk. Which is just incredible. Charlie Kirk,
the new Seth Rich. You're not allowed to ask questions about that.
Charlie Kirk is the evangelical, pretty darn anti-gay. And then Glenn Greenwald comes out with a gay sex tape. And Charlie Kirk is the first guy to be like, Glenn Greenwald's a good man. Man, I thought that was, makes me emotional thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie had started to have an awakening.
Oh, you think?
He had a lot younger than I had it.
Yeah.
And so that's why they had to kill him. And when I say they, I mean multiple. There was a conspiracy to kill him. It wasn't some guy, Tyler Robinson, with his grandpa's rifle, which was never fired, which is why they couldn't find that rifle. You have to swallow so much stuff to believe the story that the establishment is pushing for Charlie Kirk's assassination. Yeah. You have to think that this, first of all, a 30-06 bullet didn't take his head clean off or leave a drive-through window in the back of his neck. Somehow he had a miracle. His miracle bullet, remember that? Hey, can you give me an explanation of why his head didn't blow off without a miracle? Do you have an actual explanation? No. So, but it goes back to, so this guy gets to the campus. He drives three. All of a sudden, he wakes up one day and goes, you know what? I'm going to commit the biggest public assassination in the last 60 years. He drives to the campus. He finds the open stairwell. It's an open. Nobody's there. He brings the gun up, but it's too big. So he has to take it apart and put it in his backpack. Still too big for his backpack. So he has to put it down his pant legs is what they tell. But then if he did, he couldn't jump, go up the steps because he couldn't bend his knees. So I don't know how he got it up there. Nobody will tell me. So he gets up there and then he changes his clothes. He's up on top of that roof for 10 minutes. That's according to the governor. He was up there for 8 to 10 minutes. Nobody sees him. The cops don't see him. The $1 million security team doesn't see him. Nobody sees him except people in the crowd did see him. And they don't tell you that. People, just like in Butler, Pennsylvania, people in the crowd saw him. Guess who didn't see him? The cops, the local cops, the state cops, the Secret Service. People see him. So, he puts the gun together. He lines up the shot, puts a scope on it. By the way, if that scope was on it, he couldn't fire that gun because of the safe. Anyway, so he lines it up, takes the shot, hits it perfectly, takes the gun apart, leaves the screwdriver there, puts it under a towel, Spider-Man's his way off the top of a building, runs across campus with the gun apparently under a towel. Nobody sees this. He runs into the woods, puts the gun back together again without the screwdriver. He's a regular MacGyver, this guy. And then he hides the gun in the backyard of a house owned by Palantir. And if you think anything else besides that, you're a crazy Jew-hating conspiracy nut. Do you know that they had the gun, the gun sniffing dogs, right? Which they can sniff a gun that was fired a week earlier in the rain, right? They were looking all over. They didn't find it. The FBI shows up a minute later. We got the gun. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you could. Baron Coleman's been doing great work on this, and he got the police transmitter, all that stuff. He got that. That's available. And so it wasn't until the FBI showed up. Oh, well, we got it. No, the local police couldn't find it. And the dogs.
This is the best quick breakdown. He's almost done. But remember with the pipe bomber, the police are just walking around the park and they go right to where the bombs are and know right where it is. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Total setup. And we knew that at the time. Now we know who did it, all of it, and they're covering it up. It's just, we just have lawless, insane criminals because they can just steal everything. And why shouldn't they just keep stealing? But then none of it makes sense. And again, just going back to this, I had a reporter on, who I know well, and she's a national talk shows. But the point is, this is like 2 months ago. And the trial Robinson's having some of the pretrial stuff. And she's there every day up in Utah. She lives there talking to the family, like 8 or 9, 10 of them. And they're all telling her this stuff. And I talked to other reporters that talk to them as well. And so they're all just there openly talking to reporters saying, oh, yeah, it's all set up. The government did it, blah, blah, blah. He's innocent. He knows he's innocent. Now, none of this is true. We didn't say he did it. We didn't say he. But we're all scared for our lives. And then this particular reporter released one of the files that somebody else had recorded. And you know, there they are saying a lot of this. But just imagine, Sean, none of that, the stuff I've heard is even worse. None of that ever hit the news. I mean, my show got millions of views. But like, you'd think that'd be a bigger deal that the family says it's all a lie.
Yeah.
But instead, the family all says that Tyler Robinson did it. And people say I've changed my tune on that. You had 10 different tranny groups in the days before Kirk was killed, the 3 days before, 6 of them the day before, saying he'll be dead tomorrow. Okay, and you have this leftist guy that popped up and said, I'm the shooter, so, quote, the shooter can get away. And so I was imagining, you have a lot of tranny shooters, that could have been plausible, or it could just be a cutout or a setup, you know, like we saw with the Crooks. So I just wanted the time to investigate it. And then I, of course, exposed that Patel ordered a cover-up of foreign involvement or local involvement. Mm-hmm. But now the facts are in. And now they're, you know, we know they covered up the crime scene and all that. So now I want to ask you, when this is over in a minute, what you think should be done. Because this is a big deal. Because if they'll kill Charlie Kirk, and we have the head of the ADL a few months ago, Jonathan Greenblatt, saying the same energy we use with exploding pagers against Hamas in Lebanon and in Gaza, in the West Bank, we need to use it against Americans that say that Israel drug us into this war. They set these litmus tests, like, mm-hmm. Don't say we drug you in, even though Israel admits they did. And you're just like, and then the Israel lobby is like lobbying and kicking anybody out of Congress that isn't for the war. And then the ADL head says, we're not censoring you, and we didn't drag you into war. And if you don't like it, we'll use the same energy we use with a
straight up threat. That's a warning to everybody.
I want to say this. It's been a big part of that lobby suing me and attacking me and doing all this. But I want to say this. I'm not suicidal. I love life. If I die, drug overdose, I don't use drugs. Okay, I drink some and drink coffee and stuff. That some tobacco. That's it. So if they say I drive of a drug overdose, not true. Suicide, not true. Any of that. And I'm really seriously, I mean, if I had to look at the different groups out there that want to kill me on the street, it's the trans people that have threatened me on the street when they just see me. They are very violent. That's why I was kind of prejudiced towards thinking maybe the story was true at first. At least we should look at it. So if I'm in public, it'll be a trans person kills me. Used to have white supremacists threaten me all the time. They still do some because they work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, most of them. But if I get killed, I have to say, if I get murdered or if they say I committed suicide, Israel is the main suspect. And if they keep getting away with killing our journalists and our citizens, then we're their slaves. And it's but I guess the leadership of Israel says we're slaves. So I guess that's just how they see it.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Hold up. Like, I know when we first talked about this originally, you were leaning more towards, you know, let's let this play out with the investigation, stuff like that, as far as Charlie Kirk goes. Seems like you've shifted. What are your thoughts right now?
Well, let me be accurate there, and I can see how that's what it looks like, but this is how my brain works if you watch my show or listen to it. I will come on and war game something when it's first happening. and say, in my mind, it could be these three or four or five, whatever the scenarios are. Then we start putting things kind of like in boxes of how much weight that has, okay? And so I will sit there and war game through, yes, it could be Israel. Yeah, it could be the Republicans because they want to take over TPUSA because it's the whole future at that time. It could be the Democrats because you're getting so many people registered to vote. Trans people are really violent and all these other events are happening and they said they were going to kill him. It could be them. But then when you got the weird ChatGPT confession letter and the story didn't add up and then it's 30-odd six but doesn't go through his throat, I came out all the time saying I don't believe this. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't ready to say because it's hard for me to believe because I've known some of those guys. Not like good friends, but I mean, they're just kind of goofy Christian guys. I find it hard to believe that the leadership of TPUSA was like in on killing him or at a secret military base with 12 colonels the day before planning the killing. That's not how that works.
Right.
And so I simply looked at stories coming out saying, I don't think this is credible over here because the Mitch Snow guy was a known convicted super con man. Like from Catch Me If You Can or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous. He's like, my wife came and stole the keys and locked me in the garage as a prisoner and beat me with hammers. And then there's video of him doing it to her. I'm just like, this guy's not credible. And they go, it doesn't matter if he's a liar. He was at Huachuca. And so I went, look, there's all this real proof. I've got Kash Patel in the cabinet meeting telling Tulsi Gabbard and others, you are not going to look into foreign involvement. And months later, they came out and it was declassified. I broke that. No one cared about super white hot smoking gun. We have a cover up. Okay. No one cared about that. It was just like, here's some crazy dude saying all this made up crap. And then all her surrogates attacked me and I got pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you work for Israel or you're on the payroll. And I'm just like, no, I think Israel might have been involved. Certainly government looks like it's a cover up.
Yeah.
I said, let's be credible here.
What are your thoughts now, though?
Oh, I mean, now because the contractor just came out 2 weeks ago and said, no, they said, get rid of it now. Dig in feet. Remove all the concrete. Pour in new concrete immediately as fast as you can. What the hell?
That means there's evidence that was left that they didn't recover.
And remember, you and I wargamed all this and said it did look like an exploding microphone there that fires both ways and all that, that malfunctioned. But we weren't sure. And I said all that back at the time. So when I'm doing an investigation, I'm getting more pieces, watching things they develop. You know, he comes in wearing the trans flag, looks like he's under MK Ultra. And I went, well, maybe they just dressed him up in that. And he does look like he's been electroshocked or something, you know, classic vegetable. They did that to McVeigh. They did it to Sirhan in other setups. So now 100% Charlie was murdered by a sophisticated group. Tyler Robinson is 100% a patsy. The whole family says that. Says nothing they say is ever, none of it's true. They're all scared for their lives. And every other reporter is even scared to touch this. And I told them, I said, listen, you guys think all this, you better say it.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.